So, Alexandra, you're going to be a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Now, lawyers, unfortunately, often have a bad reputation. Why don't you talk about how lawyers are good for society? Why we need lawyers?
Well, first we need lawyers because most of the time a lawyer will try to settle disputes between parties before it gets to a courtroom. Usually you have one side that has a problem and the other side is also arguing another point. So usually a lawyer will try to bring the two sides into their offices and try to mediate a dispute before it gets to a courtroom. Another way a lawyer can help a society is usually lawyers can be very expensive, but there are programs out there that help people with less money, not necessarily to get free advice, but they can do it on a sliding scale, or a lawyer can do pro bono work, which is free, and can help someone. Just sometimes all they need is a letter written to resolve a problem, or they just need somebody to go with them to court to explain what's going on, or just explain a lease or some other document for them that doesn't take much time and makes the client feel a lot better. And a lot of times lawyers will take up the cause of children if there's a custody dispute or some sort of bad thing that's happening to a child that needs a visit to a courtroom. The lawyer is there to be the lawyer for the child, and no one else can influence the decisions that can be made for the child. It's almost like a protection. And many other communities or other sections of society that don't have a voice can get a voice through a lawyer.
Okay, great. And what kind of lawyer are you going to be?
Aviation lawyer. Aviation.
So, Alexandra, you're going to be a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Now, lawyers, unfortunately, often have a bad reputation. Why don't you talk about how lawyers are good for society? Why we need lawyers?
Well, first we need lawyers because most of the time a lawyer will try to settle disputes between parties before it gets to a courtroom. Usually you have one side that has a problem and the other side is also arguing another point. So usually a lawyer will try to bring the two sides into their offices and try to mediate a dispute before it gets to a courtroom. Another way a lawyer can help a society is usually lawyers can be very expensive, but there are programs out there that help people with less money, not necessarily to get free advice, but they can do it on a sliding scale, or a lawyer can do pro bono work, which is free, and can help someone. Just sometimes all they need is a letter written to resolve a problem, or they just need somebody to go with them to court to explain what's going on, or just explain a lease or some other document for them that doesn't take much time and makes the client feel a lot better. And a lot of times, lawyers will take up the cause of children if there's a custody dispute or some sort of bad thing that's happening to a child that needs a visit to a courtroom. The lawyer is there to be the lawyer for the child.
Mm.
And no one else can influence the decisions that can be made for the child. It's almost like a protection. And many other communities or other sections of society that don't have a voice can get a voice through a lawyer.
Okay, great. And what kind of lawyer are you going to be?
Aviation lawyer.
Aviation lawyer.
So, Prime Minister, the negotiations to leave the European Union begin. It's a historic moment for our country. In what ways will Britain be a better country for leaving the European Union?
Well, you're absolutely right, Andrew, that this is a historic moment for our country. We're putting into place now the decision that was taken in the referendum of the 23rd of June last year to leave the European Union. And the formal process has begun. I've written to, as they say, invoke this Article 50 that people will have heard about, which starts the process of formal negotiations. As we look ahead to the outcome of those negotiations, I believe that we should be optimistic as a country about what we can achieve. I think when people voted last June, what they voted for was for us to be in control of our borders, in control of our laws. But I think people also voted for change in the country. And that's why, alongside the work that we're doing on Brexit, I'm clear that the government has a plan for Britain to build a more outward-looking country, a stronger economy where everyone plays by the same rules, fairer society where success is based on merit but not on privilege, and to ensure we're a more united nation and somewhere that children and grandchildren can be proud to call home.
But we couldn't have been better in all these ways and remained in the European Union?
Well, the British people decided that they wanted to come out of the European Union. And I think when they made that vote, when they gave that very clear message to us as politicians, I think what they wanted to see was the United Kingdom making its own decisions and not feeling that decisions were being taken in Brussels. It's in the letter that I've sent to trigger this formal process today. I make the point that we're not rejecting Europe, we're not rejecting values of democracy and European values. What we are saying is that it's about our national self-determination as the United Kingdom. It's about us having control.
All right, you've mentioned in control several times. So let me start with immigration. And I do that because For many people, the scale of immigration over the past 10 years was a major reason, not the only reason, but a major reason why they voted to leave. So can the people who voted that way, can they be reassured that immigration will be significantly lower after Brexit?
Well, you're right. For a lot of people, when they voted last year, immigration was one of the issues that was key in their minds. Again, I think what they wanted to know was that it was the UK government was taking control of our borders, that decisions will be made here in the UK. Now, obviously, we want to see migration, net migration coming down. We've been able to put rules in place in relation to people coming here to the UK from outside the European Union. Now, as a result of leaving the EU, when we leave, we'll be able to put rules in place, decided here, about the basis on which people can come from inside the European Union.
But will immigration be significantly lower after Brexit?
Well, I think what we will see a difference in the number of people coming in. But I was Home Secretary for 6 years. Mm. And when you look at immigration, you constantly have to look at this issue because there are so many variables, that so many different things that can happen in the world that affect the numbers of people trying to come here to the UK. What we will be able to do as a result of leaving the EU is to have control of our borders, is to set those rules for people coming from outside, from inside the European Union into the UK. We haven't been able to do that, so we'll be able to have control on those numbers, set the rules for that, as we've been able to set the rules for others in the past.
So what will the rules be for EU citizens coming here in the future?
Well, we're looking at the moment at what we think should be right, and we will be actually bringing forward a bill in Parliament in due course, which will set out our proposals. There's, if you like, a couple of issues around people from the European Union. Of course, there are quite a few people from the European Union living here in the UK already. Some of them will have been here for a considerable period of time, others will have come more recently.
So, Prime Minister, the negotiations to leave the European Union begin. It's a historic moment for our country. In what ways will Britain be a better country for leaving the European Union?
Well, you're absolutely right, Andrew, that this is a historic moment for our country. We're putting into place now the decision that was taken in the referendum of the 23rd of June last year to leave the European Union. And the formal process has begun. I've written to, as they say, invoke this Article 50 that people will have heard about, which starts the process of formal negotiations. As we look ahead to the outcome of those negotiations, I believe that we should be optimistic as a country about what we can achieve. I think when people voted last June, what they voted for was for us to be in control of our borders, in control of our laws. But I think people also voted for change in the country. And that's why, alongside the work that we're doing on Brexit, I'm clear that the government has a plan for Britain to build a more outward-looking country, a stronger economy where everyone plays by the same rules, fairer society where success is based on merit but not on privilege, and to ensure we're a more united nation and somewhere that children and grandchildren can be proud to call home.
But we couldn't have been better in all these ways and remained in the European Union?
Well, the British people decided that they wanted to come out of the European Union. And I think when they made that vote, when they gave that very clear message to us as politicians, I think what they wanted to see was the United Kingdom making its own decisions and not feeling that decisions were being taken in Brussels. It's in the letter that I've sent to trigger this formal process today. I make the point that we're not rejecting Europe, we're not rejecting values of democracy and European values. What we are saying is that it's about our national self-determination as a United Kingdom. It's about us having control.
All right, you've mentioned in control several times. So let me start with immigration, and I do that because for many people, the scale of immigration over the past 10 years was a major reason, not the only reason, but a major reason why they voted to leave. So can the people who voted that way, can they be reassured that immigration will be significantly lower after Brexit?
Well, you're right. For a lot of people when they voted last year, immigration was one of the issues that was key in their minds. Again, I think what they wanted to know was that it was the UK government was taking control of our borders, that decisions will be made here in the UK. Now, obviously, we want to see migration, net migration coming down. We've been able to put rules in place in relation to people coming here to the UK from outside the European Union. Now, as a result of leaving the EU, when we leave, we'll be able to put rules in place, decided here, about the basis on which people can come from inside the European Union.
But will immigration be significantly lower after Brexit?
Well, I think what we will see a difference in the number of people coming in. But I was Home Secretary for 6 years. Mm. And when you look at immigration, you constantly have to look at this issue because there are so many variables, that so many different things that can happen in the world that affect the numbers of people trying to come here to the UK. What we will be able to do as a result of leaving the EU is to have control of our borders, is to set those rules for people coming from inside the European Union into the UK. We haven't been able to do that, so we'll be able to have control on those numbers, set the rules for that, as we've been able to set the rules for others in the past.
So what will the rules be for EU citizens coming here in the future?
Well, we're looking at the moment at what we think should be right, and we will be actually bringing forward a bill in Parliament in due course, which will set out our proposals. There's, if you like, a couple of issues around people from the European Union. Of course, there are quite a few people from the European Union living here in the UK already. Some of them will have been here for a considerable period of time, others will have come more recently.